Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf beis. We're starting a brand new mesechta. Daf beis and mesechta sukkah. Whenever I begin sukkah, I always remember the first time that I learned sukkah, which goes back, more than 50 years ago, 5-0, when I was a kid in Camp Corina, and we had a special masmidim program. Masmidim program at that time meant that the regular learning group was half an hour to 45 minutes, and masmidim we learned, I think, an hour and 15 minutes, or something like that. Anyway, we were zochet to have as our Rebbe in camp, Rabbi Moshe Wolfson, Zozan Gesund. At that time, he was just a Rebbe in yeshiva. By today, I'm sure you all know that he's fairly world famous as the Mashgiach in Yeshiva Tarvadas and as the Rav of the Shul Emunas Yisrael in Brooklyn. And he has a major following of hundreds, if not thousands, of followers. Anyway, so we were learning that summer Lulav HaGozel, which is the third perek in Masechta Sukkah, and he said before we start the Masechta, we have to have a Hakdama. So I had assumed that the Hakdama was going to be, well, if we're talking about Sukkah, how big the Sukkah, how small the Sukkah, what type of material in the Sukkah, where do you get a Lulav from, an Esrig, that type of Hakdama. Now, to our surprise, he started off by saying, look at the word Sukkah. The first letter of Sukkah is a Samach. Samach, the gematria of a Samach is 60. The last letter in Sukkah is Hey, which of course is 5. Hey. So 60 plus 5 is 65. And 65, he said, is the same gematria as Hashem's name, Shem Admos. Aleph Dalet is 5, Nun and Yud, 60 is 65. And then in the middle of Masechta Sukkah, or middle of the word Sukkah, you have Vav and Chof. Vav and Chof, of course, is 26. And 26 is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei, also 26. Shem Havai. And therefore, he told us, when you think about Sukkah, don't just think about the walls. Think about the fact that the whole Sukkah involves the Shem. It's as if you are coming into a Mokum Shechina together with the Rabbeinu Shalal. He said, then you're going to ask me, why is it Samach and Hey at the end and Vav Chof in the middle, as opposed to going straight, Samach, Hey, Vav Chof? He says, that's going to symbolize that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is together with the Yid inside the Sukkah, Vav Chof. And when he goes out of the Sukkah, wherever a Yid is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is together with him. That was his initial Hakdama. And then he says, since we're starting Lulav HaGozel, we are starting now the Hallel of Masechtas Sukkah. What's the Hallel? He said the last three parochim of Sukkah is called Hallel because it starts with Lulav HaGozel is a Lamed. The next parak is Lulav Barov is another Lamed. And finally, the final parak is Hecholil with a Hey. And therefore you have Hey, Lamed, Lamed. Those three parochim, you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that you're doing with the Arba Minim, and of course with the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva that you have in Hechol. Furthermore, he said, every time you say Hallel, Hallel itself is Gematria 65. And therefore, again, the reason why you're davening being Mahal is because being Mahal is the Rabbi Yishalayim, which is a shame Adnus, Aleph Talad Nun Yud. And Rabbi said he kept on going like that for the next maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe half an hour. But that was just to give you a sense. We were little kids then, and wow, when he started going through all those gematrios and that Hagdama, we were blown away. So, but we're going to learn Alpipashtis, and therefore we're going to start the Masechta now. Zok the Mishnah. Sukkah shi gavoya lamala miyasra mama. What happens if you have a sukkah which is very, very tall? The walls are tall. So much so that the schach is above 20 amas from the ground. Says the Mishnah, psula, it's possible. Now why is it possible? Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that the sukkah has to be lower than 20 amas? So see Me'achem in the Gemara, three makoiros, three sources, why a sukkah that is higher than 20 amas is possible. Rav Yehuda Machshon, Rav Yehuda holds that it's kosher, and on the Omid Beis, we're going to have a braisa that Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's 40 or 50 amas tall, and the Meforshim say 40 or 50 is lav dafka, even up to Shemayim, Rabbi Yehuda holds it is kosher, and Mirchev will see that on the Amid base. V'she'ena gavoy asar etvachem. V'she'en lo sholosh tfanis, not shloisha, but sholosh tfanis. V'she'chamsa or she'chamasa merub mitzilasa is psula. So our Mishnah, in addition to that first halacha, tells us three more halachas. Halacha number one is, just like a sukkah cannot be too tall, it cannot be too short. If the sukkah is less than 10 tvachim, no good. Number two, you have to have a minimum of 3 walls. Now, we don't mean 3 full walls, as we'll see mentioned in the Gemara, at Mitzad Adin. Everybody please put yourselves on mute, because there's some background noise. There is a... You don't have to have 3 full defanis. Even 2 defanis metabisala is also enough. But there have to be 3 walls. And finally, shechamos merub mitzilasa means that you have to have enough schach at the top of the sukkah to be a full-fledged tzeil, full-fledged shade, and not that there is so much space in between the sukkah. In other words, that you have very sparse amount of schach, that you have lots and lots of sun coming in. That is also possible. So we have 4 separate halachas where the Mishnah tells us that it's possible. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't just put all 4 together as one is because there's a machloikis on the first halacha, where Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. But had we not had Rabbi Yehuda machshir, the Mishnah could have said that the sukkah is too tall, or the sukkah is too short, or you don't have 3 walls, or you don't have enough schach. In all cases, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the first halacha. We'll see more about that shortly. Zokimar, Tanan Hasam, if you start Mesechtes Erevin starts off almost exactly the same way as our Mesechtes Sukkah. Says the Mishnah Mesechtes Erevin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Mavoi Shehu Gavoya Me Esrim Amo, you might. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Einoi Tzarech. If the Mavoi is taller than 20 Amos. What means a Mavoi? What means a Mavoi is taller than 20 Amos? So you'll recall, when we learned Masechta Sukkah, we talked about that Min HaTorah, there's something known as a Rishus HaRabim, and there's something known as a Rishus HaYachid. And here, the case of a Mavoi, we're talking about a Mavoi She'enoi Mufulash. Mavoi She'enoi Mufulash means a Mavoi that has 3 sides. Today, we would call it either a cul-de-sac, or a dead-end street, where you have 3 sides of houses, and there is no way of getting out the other side of the street. You can enter into the street, but to get out, you have to go and make a U-turn and leave. So that's called a mavoi she'enim b'fulash, and it has 3 walls. Now, min ha-toyrah, since it has 3 walls, 3 walls is enough, and you'd be able to go and carry in within the mavoi, as well as from that mavoi into the neighboring chatzeros. The reason is because 3 walls is considered to be a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah, and therefore if you're going from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, or without any Rishus HaRabim be'emtza, you're going straight from the mavoi to the chatzer to the mavoi, no problem. However, the Rabbanan said, no good. Because since the chatzeros and since the mavoi are a semi-public type of situation, because it's not just one person who owns the mavoi. There are many homeowners that have positions in their chotzer, and they own, there is a common courtyard that is shared by everyone, and then from the, you have usually multiple chatzeros leading into the mavoi, 1, 2, 3 chatzeros, and that mavoi also belongs to all the menei chotzer, and therefore it's a somewhat of a hybrid between a Rishus HaYoch and Rishus HaRabim. And therefore the Chacham said, even though Min HaTorah you're allowed to go and carry him, Midrash Banan, you cannot. And therefore you have to have, in the Chotzer itself, you have to have a Ruvei Chatzeros. From the Chotzer to the Mavoi, you have to have something known as Shitufei Mavuois, which is basically the same as the Erev. And then finally, because we don't want people to be misled and make a mistake, and think that since this cul-de-sac is open to the regular Rishus HaRabim, you know, cars drive into the cul-de-sac, into this dead-end street all the time, and therefore it looks like it's just a continuation. And if you're going to be able to carry in the mavoi, people will think you're allowed to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore they said, because of that, you have to put up either what's called a lechi or a korah. A lechi would be a vertical rod, or lekoda is a beam that extends from one side of the mavi to the other. In other words, as you're entering into the mavi, you have a wall on the right and you have a wall on the left, and on top you have to go and put the equivalent of a beam that goes from one to the other. And what is the purpose of that lechi or koda? Rashi says it's mishum heker, that a person should immediately recognize, this is not just an extension of the rishus harabim, this is a separate rishus. I gotta be careful. How am I careful? That people standing in the mavi will realize not to go and carry from the mavi into the rishus harabim on Shabbos. So you put that koira up. Rashi says mishum heker. Back in Masechtas Eruvin, we learned that it's in fact a machlokes, and others hold that it's mishum chitza, that I look upon the koira as if there is either mechud hachitzain or a chud hapnimi, that there's a magical virtual wall that comes down in front or in back of that koira to make a virtual machitza. But regardless, the main point is that Mishnah says that if your kora is higher than 20 amos from the ground, so the words mavi shehu gavoya is a little bit misleading. We don't mean that the mavi is gavoya. We mean the kora at the entrance to the mavi is higher than 20 amos from the ground. Says the Tanakami, you might make sure to schlep it down, pull it down so that it's within the 20 amos and not above the 20 amos. But if you made it, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you don't have to. Even if it's higher, even if it's 30 or 40 amos tall, no problem. You can have a koira all the way up. So now the Gemara asks, why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rebbe, who was Mesader the Mishnah, both here in Masechtas Sukkah and earlier in Masechtas Erevin, were talking basically about the same concept and the same halacha? Why did he style it differently? Meaning that in our Mishnah, when we talk about that the schach is above 20 amis, says the Mishnah definitively, pasul, psula. Mashenke, when you come to Masechtas Erevin, that the Korah was the malami esrim ama, it doesn't say that it's pasul, it gives us an eitzah. You can be misakin it by yemayit, by pulling it down. So frankly, my Mishnah gabi sukkah the tani psula, why over here in our Mishnah, if you will, there's a little bit of a negativity. It's possible. No good. Umaishna gabi mavoi the tani takanta. And why when it comes to mavoi, instead of focusing on the negative, we focus on the positive, that we're able to make a tikkun by just lowering it. In other words, just like you could lower the koda in front of the mavoi, here too you can lower the schach, which is on top of the sukkah. So why aren't we consistent in style? So the Gemara gives two answers. Number one, Sukkah d'oraisa tani psula, mavi d'rabanan tani takanta. Sukkah, which is mina Torah, the chiyuv of living in a sukkah for 7 days, eating, sleeping in 7 days in sukkah's time, that's mina Torah. And therefore, if it's a posula sukkah, because the schach is too tall, then it's pasul, tani psula. Mavi, which is only midrabanan, meaning that this requirement of putting up a kora is only midrabanan, mishum heker or mishum bachitza. So therefore, tani takanta. That there is a distinction between the raisa and drabanan is clear. But the question is, so what difference does it make that the raisa is psula, and therefore drabanan, it says yemayit, tani takanta? Why, what difference manishtana? So Rashi says a very interesting swara. If you look at Rashi, Sukkah Midyaraisa, which is basically parallel to our Gemara, Sukkah Midyaraisa, the Esrim Amadi Lo Yofina Midyaraisa, as we'll see in another moment, there'll be three different Makoros that teach us that the Schach is not allowed to be Lamala Me Esrim Amma. The Koidim Shemishus HaMishnah Nemra Shiura Me Sinai. Even before a person opens up Masechtas Sukkah and looks at this first Mishnah, this is already something that is already well established in the Torah. The Torah says, as we'll see shortly, that if it's over 20 amos, no good. So therefore, our Mishnah is just repeating what everybody knows or should know, just based on the fact that before you enter into the Mishnah and the Gemara, you should know what it says in the Torah. The Torah says that it's awesome. So therefore, it's telling us definitively, in concrete terms, it's possible. So Rashi writer, Tani psula, that's why it says posel. Shayich l'misli baloshim posel. Kolaymar, loy nasis, ketoyre ukalocha. Since the Torah tells you it has to be lamata me'esrim, and this sukkah is lamala me'esrim, what you have done is against the law, and therefore it says psula, very definitively. However, Movi says Rashi, next Rashi, the kulin midraban, the whole din of Movi with a koira, lamala me'esrim is midraban. The midraban says sagi lebisholish machitzais. Min ha-Torah, three machitzais is a bona fide rishus ha-yachid. You don't need four machitzais. Three is enough. And therefore, Tani Takanta says Rashi, "Tuli shayich l'misti baloshin posel." You cannot go and say definitively, "This movie is posel." The man posel, koyim shenish mishmezu. Who even heard that it was posel until I started learning the Mishnah beginning of Masechtas Erevin? Just based on my knowledge of the Torah, I would say it's kosher because the Torah only requires three machitzas, and I have three machitzas. So how could the Mishnah say in a very bold manner, Rabbi Yisai, this is posel. Who says it's posel? I never heard that this is posel. And therefore, the man posel, whoever said it was posel. It's only the Drabbanan said that it's posel. Since this is the very, very beginning of illuminating and enlightening us that there is such a psul, so the same Mishnah says, and by the way, don't be nervous. It's not possible with the Rabbanim, but there is a takana, you can fix it, you might. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Tosis learns a little bit differently. If you look at the Tosis, second Tosis from the top, to your right, the Tani Psula, says Tosis. They have the Tani Mayit. If an Aram Mishnah would say, you might, Chayshinan, I have a Chshash, a concern, they'll go Tani Inish. People will make a mistake, Leimar, you might, Lichat Chila, Udiyavit Ksheira. The Lashon of Yemayit says, pull it down. It sounds like, okay, it's a good idea, you should pull it down, but b'diavad it will be kosher even if you didn't put it down. Pull it down. We are afraid that a person will be oiver isadiraisa of eating 7 days in a non-kosher sukkah, because he'll mistakenly believe that the word Yemayit is, this is a eitzatova. Yes, midrabanan, you have to go and pull it down. But if you didn't, okay, b'diavad it's kosher. Therefore, tani psula. Avagavdoli have a lishna me'aliyah kimo yemayit. Yemayit would have been a better lishna. Avmod midrabanan lechayish. Why? Because worse comes to worse, the person will think it's only lechatchila b'diavad, you're okay. Ein nechanami, it's drabanan. Since it's drabanan, worse comes to worst. You have violated drabanan, but you have not violated a diaraisa. Good, anyway, so you have a couple of pshatim. But bottom line is, our Mishnah is Deraisa, the other Mishnah is Rabbanan. That's why here it says Psula, there it says Yemayit. That's Teretz number one. V'ibay yisei menacham pshat, b'deraisa nami tani takanta. Really, there's no reason to distinguish between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah. In both Mishnayos, it could use the term Yemayit with a takana like in Masechtas Erevin. Miusuka, here it says the Nefisha Milta. There's another girsa which is the Nefishin Mile. Nefishin Mile means that we have many halachas, meaning in our Mishnah there are four separate halachas. Pasuk Tani Psula. Movi Tlei Nefish Mile, Tani Takanta. What does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is, in that Masechtas Erevin, we start off with that singular halacha, Movi Shu Gavoya Mi Esrim Amo Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einei Tzarech. And then there's one more halacha there in the Mishnah as well, where it also says that the same type of din. Masha'inkin, in our Mishnah, we have four separate dinim. And each one of the dinim is totally different in the way you would address it if you're going to tell me the takanta. What are the four different halachas? Number one, sukashi gavoy lamal miyasun ama. If we wanted to say the takana, we would have to say yima'it, like we had in Masechtas Erevin. And then the next halacha, V'she'ena gavoya asara tvachim, the one that is a shorty, that it's less than 10 tvachim, we'd have to say yagvia, go and pull it up. And then it says v'she'en lo defanois, she'en lo sholish defanois, we would have to say yasa lo doifin, make another doifin. And the final halacha she'chamsa merum mitzilasa, we would have to say yosef schach. So each time, if we want to go and say a takon or a tikkun, we'd have to use a different expression. That's why our Mishnah wants to say very briefly, like Rashi says, we learned in Masechta Pesachim. You want to go and give a shiur, speak succinctly, don't speak barichas, otherwise your Talmud will get confused. And so that's why in our case he says very simply psula, and that's, you'll notice that the last three cases of the Mishnah he combines together and he says on all three psula. The Mishnah could have said in theory all four psula, because that's the halacha about all four, except that we had Rabbi Yehuda Machshir on line two. Otherwise, all four halachas are all possible. That's why we didn't go and specify the tikkun, because each one would be different. This is Yemayit, and this is Yagbia, and this is Yasala Doifin, and this is Yosef Schach, to make it nice and simple. Zotimon Manani Mili, how do I know? So now we're going back to that halacha that we said, that Min HaTorah, the sukkah cannot be lamala mi esamama, says Imar, where does it say? I looked in Bereishis and Shmoyis and Vayikra, I didn't find any pasuk that says that the schach has to be less than 20 amas. So Imar, three terutzim, three makartas. Number one is Rabba. Omer Rabba diomakra. Laman yedido yisechem ki basukah seshaftish in Yisrael, vaytzi oysam mi eretz mitzroyim ani Hashem alikeichem. Rashi says that the Poshet Pshat in the Pasuk is talking about now, when I build a sukkah, I should remember when I'm going into the sukkah. You know why I'm sitting in the sukkah? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thousands of years ago, when we were going in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Anane HaKovoid. That's what Rashi says. There's going to be a machlokes later in the Gemara, whether it's Anane Kovoid or Sukkahs Mamish, but the point is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us places to live, either tents or the clouds above to protect us during the day and during the night from any weather elements or any problems. So, the reason why we make sukkahs today is to remember that chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us thousands of years ago in Mitzrayim. That's a Parsha Pshat. However, Chazal Darshan Pshat is that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to recognize that you're sitting in a sukkah. So therefore the idea is not only about Bahitzi Oisam Yeretz Mitzrayim when I took you out of Egypt, but rather, or in addition, you should know Laman Yedu that you're today Basukho Yisrei Shafti, you're now sitting in a sukkah. Sad Esrim Amor Yedeshu Dor B'sukkah. If the sukkah is less than 20 amas from the ground, meaning that the schach is less than 20 amas, as the person is sitting in the sukkah and looking around in the sukkah, the schach will catch his eye. And he'll say, oh, of course we're sitting in a schach. We're sitting in a sukkah. And I see the schach, the very beautiful bamboo or branches or whatever you have on the top of your sukkah. So he has that idea that leman yidu dar yisechem, odem yidei shudar b'sukkah. Leman yesu mama, once you propel the schach above 20 amas, even when a person is looking around, he usually doesn't go and hold his hat or his yarmulke and put his head all the way up to look, oh, I see the schach all the way up there, wow! You don't normally do that. And therefore the person won't even know, ain't under your attention, Darbisukh, he won't even realize he's sitting in the sukkah, b'shem lo'ishalta ba'ayf. And so therefore the chachamim were koveya, that this shlita's eye, and that a person would notice, or it would catch his eye, is up to 20. Above 20, a person normally doesn't look up unless you tell him. Well, why don't you look all the way up there? Okay, let me, 1 second, I want to make sure my yarmulke doesn't fall off. And then you turn your head, you crane your head all the way to see the schach on top. So that's how we know the first makar. Second makar, Reb Zeira Omar, Mehocha, V'sukkah tia letzel yoyma mechoyrev. As the Gemara is going to advise us on the Amid Beis, this is a pasuk at the beginning of Yeshaya, and it's predicting what's going to happen, Limois HaMashiach, when there's going to be the major milchama of Goig Umogoig and the Umas Olam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Novi Yeshai, is telling us, in the name of the Rabbi Yisraelim, the Sukkah Tia Letzel Yoyman, Mechoyrev. Rashi in Yeshai says this is referring to Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim will be a Tzel Yoyman Mechoyrev. It will be a protective shade for Klal Yisrael throughout the day, Mechoyrev, from the heat. And it will also be a protective force from any type of rain or any type of downpour. And so therefore, that's what Yerushalayim is going to be. And this is, of course, a metaphor. What it's saying is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to protect all of us in the Yetzer Shem Yemois Mashiach, so that we will be fully protected from all the elements. Now, why does the Gemara use, why does the Yeshai use the term Sukkah? The Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis it could have used another term like Chuppah, a canopy. Why does it talk about Sukkah? I'll tell you why. Because Ades Mama Odom Yoshua Betel Sukkah. The reason is because the Pasuk is telling us Sukkah Tialitzel. The purpose of a Sukkah is to afford shade in the Sukkah, so you shouldn't be hit by the sun. So you put shade by putting up the Tzchach on top of the Sukkah. So Ades Mama Odom Yoshua Betel Sukkah. If you have a Sukkah until 20 Amos, when you're sitting in the Sukkah, you're benefiting from the Tzchach that is protecting you from the sun. However, if you have a tall, tall Sukkah, which is more than 20 Amos from the ground, then then you're not sitting in the shade of the Sukkah, you're sitting in the shade of the Tefanis, of the walls of the Sukkah. The walls of the Sukkah are so huge, they're so tall, that when you're sitting in the Sukkah, the only time that you're going to benefit from the Tzchach saving you from getting a sunburn is only perhaps from 11:30 to 1:30. In other words, just that period of time where the sun is directly overhead. But once you hit 1 o'clock, for instance, you're never not going to get the benefit of the Tzchach. It's the walls that will protect you from the heat of the sun. So therefore, it's not that the Sukkah, the Tzchach, will be the tzel. It's going to be the famis will be for the tzel. Rashi already points out over here, based on the Gemara and the Amud Beis, that it really depends on how wide and how long the Sukkah is. You're right, if you're talking about a small Sukkah, which is Dalet al Dalet, 4 Amos by 4 Amos, 8 feet by 8 feet, you're right. Once the walls of the Sukkah go above 20 Amos, there's only a very short window during the day where the Tzchach at the top will afford any protection. However, if you have a very wide sukkah, you know, the sukkah like you have in a hotel, or sukkah that you have in a large shul, where you can have 100 or 200 people or more sitting in the sukkah, it's very, very wide, even if the sukkah's walls are tall, you'll still need the tzchach, because there's so much empty area that the sun will be blazing down into the sukkah, not only from 11:30 to 12:30, but twice from 10 till 3 or whatever, because it's just such a wide, such a long sukkah. So of course you will have the benefit of the tzchach. It won't all be tefanis, all world. So Mitchum will see in the Amud Beis, and in fact the Gemara is going to say that according to Reb Zeira, this prohibition of the sukkah, the Ma'al Niyasim Amma, is only if you're talking about a sukkah 4x4, but once you're talking about a sukkah that's 5x5, or 10x10, or 20x20, then it's allowed to be lemala me'esrim amma. We'll see Mitch in the Amud Beis. Only Abayis. Abayis says not to Reb Zeira. Elamiata, if you're concerned about that there should be tzeil tzchach and not tzeil defanois, what happens to Oisus across the Ashtrei's Kanayim? What happens if a person goes and builds his sukkah in the valley and he's smack in between two large mountains from the right and from the left? How can I be going to say that they have a sukkah? It's not a sukkah because you're not benefiting from the tzeil of the tzchach. You're benefiting from the shade, which is caused naturally by these two mountains on the right and on the left. If you would take the tzchach off, and again, except for, I don't know, between 11:30 and 12:30, whatever, throughout the day, it would be nice and cool inside your sukkah because you're in the valley and you have the two mountains on both sides and they give you plenty of tzeil and plenty of shade. It's not the tzchach. Are you going to go and tell me that that is a sukkah psula if you build it in the valley? Amalei, so Reb Zeira answered, Hasam dal ashtreis kanayim ikka tzeil sukkah. He says, you know what? Build it in the valley, but now virtually imagine as if the mountains had been uprooted and had been removed from the sea. So then the sukkah is a perfect sukkah. It can tell sukkah the way it's supposed to be. It's less than 20 amos, and it's at least 4x4, or whatever the minimum shiur is, as we'll see on the Amud Beis. So you have a great kosher sukkah. The fact that you have tzeil from the mountains, those are external forces. That's not inherent in the sukkah itself, the walls of the sukkah. This is from outside, external stuff, and those are the mountains. Mash'enken hocha, here in our case, dal defanois, if you were to remove the walls of your sukkah, which is l'mala mi'esrim amma, higher than 20 amas, lekatzel sukkah, then you don't have tzel sukkah at all. In other words, imagine that you have a sukkah which is higher than 20 amas from the ground, higher than 40 feet. Again, Reb Zeira says, no good, because you have the tzel, the fanis, and not the tzel, tzchach. But go and remove those walls, keep up the schach with four pillars, four poles in the four corners, so the schach is there on top, sit inside the sukkah, and see how much protection from the sun you're going to get from the schach. It'll be virtually nil. It'll only be between, 11:30 and 12:30 when the sun is directly overhead. But any other time when the sun is to the right, or sun is to the left, north, south, east, or west, guess what? The sun rays are going to come straight into the sukkah, and if you don't have suntan lotion, you can get a terrible sunburn. Ah, so what do I see from this? That it's the defanois which are giving you the shade. It's not the schach. Dal defanois leketzel sukkah. That, therefore, says Reb Zeira, that's why the Chacham said, in interpreting the mitzvah of sukkah in the Torah, that up to 20 amos you get the benefit of the schach on top. More than 20 amas, you don't get the benefit of the tzel tzchach, you get the tzel defas. And now we have the third basis, or the third source, and that's Rava. Rava Amar Mihacha. It says in the Pasuk Basukas, Teishu Shivas Yamim, Kol Ezech B'Yisrael, Yeshu Basukois. Now, you're going to build a sukkah for 7 days? It explains Rava. Amar Toira, Kol Shivas Yamim, Tzei Midiras Kva, or Keva, V'Shev Midiras Aroi. The Torah tells you for the next 7 days, leave your apartments, leave your houses, leave your mansions, leave your castles, and you're going to live in a makeshift hut, a shack, for the next 7 days, in a diras aroi, a very temporary abode. And if that's the case, zokt Rava, Ares Rav Amma Odom de'oise dirose diras aroi, if the walls of the sukkah are less than 20 amas, or up till 20 amas, then people make it in a very makeshift fashion. Because until 20 amas, you don't need a lot of support. It's relatively insignificant structure. But once you're having a tower above 20 amas, then a person already makes sure to fortify it, because you don't want a wind or a strong hurricane or storm wind to come and blow the whole thing down. So therefore, if it happens to be a relatively short type of situation, a short sukkah, then you don't have to worry about it. But if you're talking about a tall sukkah, then you have got to really fortify it. Rashi uses the expression, if you look at Rashi on the right hand side, the Malami Esrim, that's a fourth wide line down below, now into the fifth line, says Rashi, if it's going to be so tall, over 20 amas tall, then you're going to have to really fortify it to make sure that Chas V'Shalom shouldn't fall. That being the case, you're going to make it into Diras Kva. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to make a Diras Kva. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to make it into a Diras Aroi. And that's the reason why up to 20 amas, but not above. As they look rough. So only Abaye is now responding, El Miata. If that's the case, Osam Chita Shol Barzel, the Sikach Al Gaban, Hachanami Dloy Have a Sukkah. What happens if you decided that you want to go and strengthen your sukkah? You heard that there's something known as Hurricane Elsa, which is going to come on sukkah time, and therefore, even though your sukkah is only 10 amas from the ground, or only 5 amas from the ground, it's 10 feet tall, you intend making it well, well constructed. You're going to go and put down metal beams and metal sides, metal walls. So if you make mechitzas shel barzel, mechitzas out of iron, the sikach al gaban, and you put tzchach on top, wouldn't that be a kosher sukkah? Of course it would be a kosher sukkah. Just make sure it's not lemala miyasu mama. There are no rules and regulations as to the materials that you have to use for the walls of the sukkah. There are only rules and regulations vis-a-vis the schach on top of the sukkah. But the walls you can make out of concrete, you can make the walls out of metal. In fact, many, many people, most people, make their sukkahs using one or two existing walls from their house. right? They add three more walls to their house, or two more walls to their house, and they use one of the walls of the house as the wall of the sukkah. Now that wall of the house, that's certainly a diras kva, but that's okay, there's no problem. So says Abaya, if you are concerned, Rava, about the fact that lamala mi esrim amas is diras kva, why aren't you concerned about diras kva if it's less than 10 amas when you put up mechitza shel barzel? And says Rav, only hachi kamin lach. What I mean to say is the following: Ad chof ama the odom oisa dirosle diras aroi ki oved le diras kva nami nafik. Says Rav, the average individual, or the necessities vis-a-vis a regular sukkah up to 20 amas, is that you only need to make a diras aroi. You don't need to make a diras kva. You want to make a diras kva? Gizun tahait. I'm not going to stop you. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's certainly unnecessary, and that's why it's kosher. If you're making it more than 20 amos, wow! Think of the West Side apartments. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have 11-foot, 12-foot ceilings in the older buildings, but none of them have 50-foot ceilings. That means, according to Chazonish Shir, that means more than 40 feet from the ground. You gotta make a strong binyan, otherwise this cannot last. You cannot have 40 feet walls and expect it to stay. So you're gonna have to go and be koyveh. You're gonna have to be diras kva with metal and yesodos and for foundations and fortifications to make. Oh, that's really diras kva. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to sit in a sukkah, a diras aroi, and not a diras kva. Therefore says, when a person says, I'm going to make a lamal mechafama, but I'm going to make it flimsy, and I, you know, and the Kodesh Baruch will help, everything will be great, and tzitzayim good, and I'm not worried, I'm not concerned. That's not what people typically do if they're building structures higher than 20 amos. They don't rely that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us the siyata deshmaya in everything that we do. It goes without saying. But you cannot rely on miracles. Ain't simchan al anes. And therefore, if it's more than 20 amas, the likelihood that this flimsy material sukkah will fall sometime during sukkahs is a very, very great likelihood. And therefore, a person would make it a tadiris kva, not a tadiris aroi. Anyways, the bottom line is, we finished the first part of the Gemara, which is answering the question, how do I know that a sukkah that is higher than 20 amas is possible? We had three answers. The answer of Rabba of Laman Yedu Dari Seichem, that you should know that you are sitting in a sukkah. We had the second teretz of Reb Zeira, a sukkah teal itzel, that the schach has to afford you the shade and not the defanois. And we had the answer of Rabba, that Rabba says because it's got to be a diras aroi and not a diras kva. Says the Gemara, Amid Beis, top of the Amid Beis, Kulu Kerabu Le'ami. The other two, Rav Zeira and Rava, do not learn like Rava, because they say, how who you deal with Doirisi? The Parshat Pshat in the Pasuk is, Laman Yedu Doiriseichem, that when I sit in the Sukkah, I should talk about, I should remember about the great beneficence, benevolence, chesed of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when we were in Mitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu protected us from all the elements by giving us either sukkas mamish or a nani kovoid, and nothing to do with now being able to see the schach and not being able to see the schach. This laman yedu that I should be able to see the schach, that it should be sholet bo'ayin, that's more of a drush. That's not the pashup shot in the pasuk, and therefore they reject Rabba's makar. Reb Zeira namli amri, they don't like Reb Zeira's pshat because ahu limoisa mashiachu dechsev. That pasuk that we were talking about, the sukkah til etzel yomam, which is at the beginning of Parshas, or beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, that's talking about Emiyat Hashem in the times of Mashiach. At that time, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make for us the equivalent of this large sukkah that's going to go and protect us from all of the elements. But what does it have to do with sukkahs bizman hazeh, during sukkahs time? Nothing. No relationship whatsoever. They both have the same name, but otherwise they're unrelated. Reb Zeira, says Reb Zeira in Cain, if you're saying they're unrelated, Kodesh Baruch Hu will make a nice canopy. Why does he use the expression sukkah? Umay sukkah, umay the sukkah tiyah letzel yaymam. Shabbos minotarti. It's trying to go and tell us two things. Two things. Number one, that in Yetz Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to protect us. And number two, in other words, be Moisa Mashiach. And number two, to go and tell us that the purpose of a sukkah is letzel. In other words, the pasuk is teaching us definitional qualities. But don't think that the word sukkah just means a hut or a shack or a temporary residence. But a sukkah means that it affords you shade from the weather, from the elements. And that's why it says in the pasuk, "V'sukkati letzel yomim," during the day, it will protect you from the rays of the sun. Kerov and Namili Amri, why didn't they want to learn like Rav? The Rav said it's because of Diras Aro'i, Mishum Kushli Abaya, because the kasha that Abaya asked, oh, if you're distinguishing between Diras Aro'i and Diras Kfar, then according to you, Rav, even if you make the sukkah lamata, may esramama, if you make the walls out of metal, it should be possible. And Rav said no. So it's because of that kasha, they don't like Rav's pshata. So, Kimar, now we're going to quote three Talmidim of Rav. The first Talmud is Rav Yoshia, and we're going to see whether these halachas that they are going to tell us, or these are their memories, whether or not that's consistent with what we've been learning until now. It's Kaman Azlo Hadi Omer, Rav Yoshia Omer Rav. Rav Yoshia said in the name of Rav, the machloikis in our Mishnah, between the Tanakhama, that says that it's possible, and Rav Yehuda says that it's kosher, that's dafka if the walls don't reach all the way to the schach. That it says in the Mishnah that if the schach is the mal mi'esrim ama, it's talking about the defanois, the walls in the sukkah of the mushal only 18 amois or 19 amois tall. And the schach was removed from the top of the defanois by, for instance, an amma or two or three. And therefore, if that is the case, your eyes will go all the way normally to the top of the walls to see, oh, these are towering walls, very large, tall sukkah. But you're not going to see the schach because the schach is still even higher than that, and there is space between the walls and the schach. But in the situation of Tfanis Magiel's schach, if the walls reach all the way to the schach, just like anybody that goes into a huge sukkah takes a look, oh wow, this sukkah, let me see all the noise sukkah, let's see all the beautiful adornments that people have made on the walls and from the schach, and your eyes will travel all the way to the top of the walls, and then at the top of the wall you see the schach there. Oh, look at that schach, it's so pretty, it's so nice, it's so even, it's so good, etc., etc. So if the Tfaras begin the schach, so now who would agree with that interpretation of our Mishnah? Says my command, Rabba, the Om Mishnah Dolish Alta by Aina. The whole reason, said Rabba, that it's not kosher if Slamalmi Esunama, because a person has to have a Yediyah, Laman Yedu Dorisecha, people have to know I'm sitting in a sukkah, and if the schach is so high, I won't even realize that there is schach on top. Since the walls reach all the way to the schach, Mishnah Sholtabein, and then in fact a person will strain his head or crane his neck to go and see all the way on top because his eyes are following this beautiful wall of the sukkah as it goes higher and higher and higher, and then he sees, and look, all the way at the top of the walls, look at that schach, the bamboo, the branches, they're beautiful, it's so nice, and etc., etc. So therefore, this pshat of Rabbi Yoshia fits in very nicely with the pshat of Rabba on the Amid Aleph, that the reason why the sukkah l'mal and the esrim amma is because we shol to be'ena, and therefore, in fact, if it's the Tfanis Magiyas L'schach, this reason would fall away, and since it would fall away, everybody would agree that it would be kosher under those circumstances. Okay, now let's get to another Rav. Kiman Azla Hodi Omrav Huna Omrav. Another Talmud of Rav says, Machloikis and Machloikis and Amisha between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, if the Schach is Lamala Mi Esrim Amma, is it possible for kosher? Says Rav Huna Machloikis Bishain Ba Ela Arba Amas Al Arba Amas. That although the sukkah was very, very tall, above 20 amos, but the width and the length were, if you will, very meager. It was only 4x4. It's almost like a tower that you start off very small down below, and it towers all the way up more than 20 amos. If the sukkah is wider and longer than 4x4, if it's 5x5, 10x10, even if it's higher than 20 amos, it's kosher. No, who would hold that? That's like the second Reb Zera that we had on the Amud Aleph, the Amishum Tzeilu. He said that the problem with a sukkah where the schacha is higher than 20 amos is because you're not benefiting from the shade of the roof of the schach. You're benefiting from the shade of the walls. Says Agamara, when is that? When it's a narrow, relatively tiny sukkah. Aval, but in the case where, in fact, if it's nice and wide and large, once it's wider, ikatzel sukkah, then you have the benefit not of the tzel defanus, you have the benefit of the tzel sukkah. If this sukkah was 100 by 100 or feet or amnes wide and long, so then you would obviously need that tzchach on top. The tzel tefanis is not going to help you, even if the tefanis are 100 feet tall. It's so wide, the sukkah, that the sun has plenty of room to shine its rays into the sukkah and make things very uncomfortable. So of course I would need the tzel. So this svara of Rehuna Marav, or this member of Rehuna Marav, stims very nicely with the pshat of Rav Zeira, that the reason why the malam yasamam is because I need the benefit of the tzel sukkah and not the tzel defanis. The Tosis asks, so what would be the shear over here? Would you say that the shear is, if it goes lamalami esrim amma, as long as it's 5x5 wide or long, then we're okay? And what happens if the schach goes up to 30 amas or 40 amas tall? And then you say, okay, well, as long as it's not 4x4, as long as it's 5x5, 6x6, we're okay. I mean, isn't that still going to be problematic? Isn't it still going to be tzel defanis? I mean, shouldn't it be proportionate? And in fact, Tosis says that we should make it proportionate. If you look at the third Tosis on the top, yesh bo yoyse me arba amas, afil lemal mi esum ksheira, then if you go down to about the middle of the Tosis, the line begins, V'yesh Loimar, says Tosis, till the oilam tzorach haroichiv lefi hagoiva, that in fact it does have to be proportionate, lefi cheshvin daler amosli esrim. Until 20 amos. If it's 4x4, it's kosher. Once you get to lemoshel, I assume if it gets to 40 amos, then you'd have to have at least 8 amos wide. Or maybe the proportion is somewhat different. But the point is that it's got to be proportionate. It's not once we hit 5 amos, okay, it's 5x5, then you can have it up to 50 amos tall. No. If it's 5x5, a little bit higher than 4, then 20 amos is permissible. But if it's 25 amos tall or 30 amos tall, it wouldn't be enough 5x5. Then you have to have it 6x6, 8x8, 10x10. It's got to be proportionate, not this, as soon as you go over, you're done. Okay, that's... Yeah. Sorry?
Just even in the small circle, at some point where you have the zenith of the day, where the sun is directly overhead,
right,
you still will get sail circa. So it must mean there's a certain amount of time period that you need to have this to appear.
No, you're absolutely right. No matter how small or how tall the circa is, as long as the circa... The Gemara is going to say shortly, even a smaller share of Klei Roishe Verubay V'Shulchanai, which later on the Gemara is going to say in a few blot means all of 6 or 7 Tvachim wide. 6 or 7 Tvachim is basically, 6 Tvachim is 1 Amma, and then 7 Tvachim would be 1 Amma plus. How much is an Amma? 2 feet. So you're talking about 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet, or 2.25 feet by 2.25 feet. That is very, very tiny. Nevertheless, the Gemara considers that to be the minimum shear that is kosher. You're absolutely right. If it's exactly 12 o'clock, you'll get the benefit of the tzel. I don't know if you're going to get the tzel for 10 to 12 until 10 after 12, because it's so tiny, but at least at 12 o'clock directly overhead, you're going to get the benefit. No question. What the Gemara means to say, apparently, is that this chach has to be functional throughout the day. It doesn't mean necessarily from 6 to 6. What it means to say is that a very large part of the day, this schach is beneficial in giving you shade. But if the schach is only beneficial for 5 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, it doesn't get a shame schach. It's just it's a nothing. It's almost frivolous. It's got to be something major. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so says the Gemara, this Rav Huna Amar Rav is consistent with the pshat of Reb Zeira, that the ikar is that you have to have tzel sukkah, and that's why he says if it's 4x4 until 20 amos, you're okay. Once it's more than 4x4, then you can have even levala miyasur mama. It would still be good. Zorti Mar Keman as the Hundam Rav Chanan Bar Rabba Amar Rav. We're in the middle of the Amud, halfway down. Who holds like the next member in the name of Rav? Rav Chanan Bar Rabba Amar Rav. Machloik is Sheina Machzekas Al Kedei Reisha Veruba Vishul Chanar. The Machloik is in our Mishnah, whether Lamala Mi Esram Amma is Possel or not, is talking about that the Shear of the Sukkah is much less than the 4x4. It's Kedei Reisha Veruba Vishul Chanar. Rashi says on the Amud Aleph and Gimel Amud Aleph, and that is Zayin Tvachim. We're going to have more about that in Mi'at Hashem in another few blot. So this is a really tiny, tiny sukkah. But if it's more than that, if it's twice, 2 amos by 2 amos, instead of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, even more than Esra Mama, who would that go in accordance with? That doesn't stem with anybody's pshat, neither Rabba, nor Reb Zvid, nor Rava. So Timura, you're right, Teloikachad, it doesn't stim with anybody, because just because it happens to be a drop more than Roisha Veruvei V'Shulchanai, that it's not 7 Tvachim, it's 8 Tvachim, 10 Tvachim, because of that, now you can make it into a tower with a Schach as the Malam Yasser Mama, that is hard to believe, and therefore Teloikachad, it doesn't stim with any of the three Svaris, or the three Makoiris that we had on the Amud Aleph. Okay, but put aside the Makaris. Does it make any sense? Well, why is Rav Chanan Bar Rabba saying the name of Rav, that as long as it's 7 Tvachim, you can go up to 20, but if it's more than 7 by 7 Tvachim, then you can even have it more than 20 Amos from the ground. Well, what's the Svara here? So Toisus is bothered by that. If you look at the Toisus parallel to our Gemara, Kiman Deloy Kechad, halfway down the Amud, says Toisus. The Divir of Chanan Bar Rabba Tzricha Taima. They also have to have a reasoning. I mean, Rav Chanan Bar Rabba is not Chas V'Sholom saying nonsense. So what's his reasoning? It says Toisus V'Yesh Meforishim Mishim Dehavalei Lul Shultani Goylim Kimin DeGeviya Uketina Kuli Hai. It doesn't look like a house. It doesn't look like an abode where people can live. You know what it looks like? It looks like a very strange dovecot or chicken coop. That type of construction, that it's so narrow, 7x7, 8x8, 9x9 tvachim, and it goes 20 amos tall, as long as it's above the, above 7x7 tvachim, as long as it's more than 7x7, then the sukkah is allowed to be more than 20 amos tall. Well, what's the svar in that? So the svar is because if it's less than 7 tvachim, and you have it more than, or if it's exactly 7 tvachim, and it's more than 20 amos tall, it looks like this towering chicken coop. However, if it's a little bit wider than 7x7 tvachim, it's 8x8, 10x10, whatever, then it doesn't have that type of, if you will, gross look to it. Okay, so we went through the three views of the three Talmidim, and Rashi says, obviously these three Talmidim have a machlokis. What did Rav really say? Because Rabbi Yoshi said that Rav said the machloikis is constrained only to the case where ein defanis magias l'schach. It's limited to that case. Rav Huna said that in the name of Rav that the machloikis is only by arba al arba, and Rav Chanan Bar Rabba said that Rav said the machloikis is only kidei roish v'rubay v'shulchan. So it's a machloikis between the talmidim of Rav. What did Rav say? Continuing, bishlemid Rabbi Yoshi poliga ad Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Bar Rabba. Rav Yoshi that said that Rav said that the machloikis is b'she'ein defanois magiois l'schach, when the walls don't reach the schach, why does he argue Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Bar Rabba the inu koyavi shi'ur b'mashcha v'iulei koyav shi'ur b'mashcha? He didn't recall Rav saying anything about the dimensions, that it has to be 4x4 or 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. He didn't remember that Rav said anything along those lines. But what he did recall was that he spoke about the Fanes Magias L'Schach. And that's why he disagrees with them, and he says, that's what Rav said. El Rav Huna v'Rav Chanan Bar Rabba, name of Echshah Sukkah Kamiflegi. Now we're trying to explore what the machloikis is between Rav Huna and Rav Chanan bar Rabba. Remember, Rav Huna said that Rav said that the machloikis is only when the sukkah is the minimum of 4x4, while Rav Chanan bar Rabba said that the machloikis is only when the minimum is 7x7 tvachim. So what is their machloikis in what Rav said? What is the minimum shear of a regular sukkah? In other words, put aside the 20 amis tall. Just talk about the minimum dimensions of a sukkah. The Marasav Hekshe Sukkah Ba'arba Amas, he holds that the minimum sukkah has got to be 4x4, Marasav Hekshe Sukkah, the Machzek is Rosh Meruvi Shulchanai, that 7x7 tvachim is enough. Do tomorrow light. The Kuli Alma Hekshe Sukkah Rosh Meruvi Shulchanai. Everybody could agree that the minimum size of the sukkah is 7x7 tvachim. The machloikis is the marsover. Machzek is roish and ruvish ulchonai pligi. Avoyois and maroish and ruvish ulchonai devakok sheira. What is their machloikis about when the schach is lamalami esrim amma? That stavka, if the sukkah has the minimum dimensions of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. But once it's more than 7 by 7, if it's 8 by 8 tvachim, 10 by 10 tvachim, even if it goes above 20 amas, it's also kosher. And once again, Rashi says, deloy kechad, there's no apparent reason why there's a difference if it's 7 tvachim or 8 tvachim. And this is where Tosfos would come in and would say, no, if it's up to 7x7, it looks like a Lushul Tanya Goylim. But if it's more than that, it no longer looks like a Lushul Tanya Goylim, then it looks already like a Sukkah. Well, Marasav, the Yonaman Yoma says, Meroishiv Verubay Vishulchani Adal Ram is Pligi. Avada, once it's 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, I can also hold that the Sukkah is kosher. But make sure that the Schach is less than 20 Amis Tov. As long as the Sukkah is less than 20 Amis Tov, and it's 7x7 tvachim, kosher. But once it hits, it's adal ramis. Avyoshu adal ramis, if the sukkah is much wider than 7x7 tvachim, it already is 4 amas plus. Ooh, diviakok sheira, then even if the schach is lamala miyasim amma, it would still be kosher. Frankie Mar Meisve, very famous story about Hilna Hamalka. Zokti Yomara says in the Brisa, Sukkah Shehi Gavoy Lamala Miyasrim Amma Psula Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, like we had in our Mishnah. All we have different now is that Rabbi Yehuda says not Machshir period, but Machshir Ad Arboim V'Chamishim Amma, up to 40 or 50 Amois. And the Tosis on the side says Lav Dafka, even 100 Amos. He's just throwing out a number. Om Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you that even Lamal Miyasrim Amma, it's kosher. Don't you remember the famous story, Masav Hilni HaMalka, Belud? Machloik is exactly who Hilni HaMalka was. According to Rashi in Bava Basra, Hilni HaMalka was descended from the Chashmenoim, and of course she was, like the base Chashmenoi, she was a queen. According to others, Hilni HaMalka, in fact, was a Gioris. And Hilni HaMalka's son is Mundiz HaMalach, who's also brought from time to time in Shas. Anyway, either way, Hilni HaMalka, as we'll see, was a very righteous queen, righteous in the sense that she was a very religious Jewess. And it says, Masa Hilni HaMalka Belud, in the town of Lud, Shohisa Sukasa Givoyim Me'esem Amma, her sukkah was higher than 20 Amos. Vayizakenim Nichnas V'yoytzim L'sham. And you had great sages coming and going throughout Yontif, visiting Hilni HaMalka. And no one said a word. No one said a peep. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said to prove that he is right, that even Lamal and Miyasrim Amma, it's kosher. Omer Lois, the Rabbanan said, Mishom Raya, you bring a Raya from Hilni HaMalka, Isha Hoysa. Hilni HaMalka was, of course, a lady. Upaturim in a sukkah. Women are part of sukkah. Only men are mechuyiv in sukkah. Women are part of sukkah. And that being the case, that's why they didn't say anything. As far as they're concerned, she could have been sitting at home instead of sitting in the sukkah, because she's patur min ha-sukkah. Why are women patur min ha-sukkah? Of course, because it's a mitzvah saseh she'zman grama, and we're going to learn much more about that later on in the Masechta on Daf Chof Ches in Yetushah. It's Omer Lehen. So Rabbi Yehuda said, oh, don't tell me that old Isha patur min ha-sukkah business. But Leishiva Banim Avula, Hilni HaMalka had 7 children. Va'oid, When I say seven children, really seven sons. Because if they're girls, you have the same issue about Isha, Ha'isa, Ptum, and Asukah. She had seven sons. Anything and everything that she did was complying fully with all the rules and regulations of the Chachamim. And therefore, it must have been that this is a kosher sukkah, even though it's for Malami Esrim Abba. So now the Gemara is analyzing the Braisa, and in particular, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, number one, she had seven sons, and number two, all her masim were al pichacham. Wouldn't it have been enough to say that she was sitting with her sons, and the sons who are boys, they need a sukkah, and therefore it must have been a kosher sukkah? Why do you add this? This is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Chacham. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, fine, she had seven sons, but she had them in rapid succession, and the ages of the sons were from one through seven, or through eight. In other words, they were all still ketanim. And they're ketanim patim and asoka. Says Rabbi Yehuda, kim in the shiva hava, if there's seven of them, at least the oldest one, or two, must have already reached the age where they no longer need to hold on to their mommy's hand at all times. And we will learn that when it comes to the chinuch of children, the mitzvah sukkah, it's at the age when they are no longer needing ena tzarech l'imay. And therefore, she would have had to make a sukkah for at least the oldest of the seven sons, because he would be mechuyev b'sukkah midrabanan mitzad chinuch. But he told him that maybe you're going to go and say, cotton chain is circle imay, it's only midrabanan lo mechayev, out chinuch, v'ihi midrabanan lo mishkecha. Maybe she wasn't concerned about the mitzvah chinuch dirabanan. And if you're going to say, but if she was a righteous lady, then of course she was mechuyev in all mitzvahs midrabanan. So what's the shaila? There's a big machloikis among the Mefarshim whether the din of chinuch only applies to a father, or the din of chinuch also applies to a mother. Very strange, because in reality it's the mommy that gives all the chinuch, because the daddies are usually busy working or busy in shul or whatever. It's the mommies that are mechanach the kids. But the question is, halachically, is there a mitzvah chinuch on the father only, or also a mitzvah chinuch on the mother? So maybe you're going to go and tell me, since there's no real mitzvah chinuch on the mother, so therefore she poo-pooed it and she said, it doesn't make a difference. Your kosher sukkah, nish kosher sukkah, just as long as they're sitting outside in the sukkah, even if it's not kosher, just like they have when it comes to the Arba Minim, you buy these chinuch sets, which very often are not kosher, but you want the child to have a chinuch in the midst of Arba Minim. Anyway, that's a big machlokes, by the way, if you yoitze, if you give a child a posle Arba Minim, even though he's not bar mitzvah, but are you yoitz a mitzvah chinuch if the Arba Minim are possible? So Dr. Mavir Beron Lei Mashkecha Toshema, that's why the Baisa continues. For Oikum Masel Yoslo Bichachamim, and therefore there's no question about it that she was machanach her children, and the sukkah is kosher, says Rabbi Yehuda, you see, the sukkah was Lamalami Esrim Amma, and it's kosher, Hilni Malka, the seven sons, Zerabanan, kosher, 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 that's my right. That's the end of the discussion of the Baisa. Now the Gemara is going to apply that to us. Remember, we asked Meisvei, what's the kasha? So the Gemara kasha is Bishlam Lamandi Yomer, Kishe Ein Defanis. Magiyas Laschach Machloikis. According to Rabba, that said the Machloikis is when the Defanis, when the walls didn't go all the way up to the Schach. Oh, so then I understand perfectly the dialogue here between the Chachamim and the Yehuda. Because Darkish Lamalka Leisha Besuch, Kishe Ein Defanis Magiyas Laschach. It would be considered to be normal for a woman like Hilni Amalka to sit in a sukkah where, in fact, the schach is lamala mi'esr amma, because, after all, we're talking about a queen. So she has a sukkah that's fit for a castle, fit for a king, or at least fit for a queen. It's lamala mi'esr amma. It's talking about that the defanois did not reach all the way to the schach. Why would that be fitting? Says the Gemara, Misha Mavira. Says Tatap Rashi, Ruach Shu Shoilabam Neachoim. You want to bring in, if you will, natural air conditioning. They didn't have air conditioners in those times. So how would you cool off the sukkah? Make a little window at the top between the schach and the walls so that you'd have a breeze coming in from time to time, and that would afford you some comfort. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you see that the sukkah was l'mal mi'asramam, and you see that the fanos didn't reach all the way to the schach. And nevertheless, she sat there in the sukkah with her seven sons. Is the charai that it's kosher? Say the chachamim, no. We disagree. It was not kosher. And the reason why she was able to sit in the sukkah was because she's a lady, and women are potim in a sukkah. So that dialogue fits in very nicely. According to Reb Zvid, or Reb Chanan bar Abba, but in particular Reb Zvid, that says that we're talking about that the sukkah was 4x4, and then if it's 4x4, if the sukkah is l'mala mi esrim amma, it's possible. Chidarka shel malka leisha the sukkah ketana kaman, a queen who is going to have guests, these esteemed zakenim, you think she's sitting in a small little sukkah, which is smaller than one of our bedrooms, or one of our kitchens, whatever, a small room. Come on, that cannot be. It must be that she had a much larger sukkah. And if it's a much larger sukkah, then everybody agrees that it's kosher. There wouldn't be a machlok if it's more than 4x4. It's talking about that you have a sukkah which is made with compartments or cubicles, and she's sitting in one of the compartments. So from one end of the sukkah to the other end of the sukkah might have been a city block. It might have been huge, but there were numerous rooms, cubicles, compartments inside the sukkah, and she was sitting in such a compartment, and the schach was the mal and the esrim amma. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, it was only a 4x4 room, and therefore, you see that it's kosher, even though it's l'mal mi'esr mama. And the Chum said that she's an Isha. When a woman go, a queen, would she go and sit in a little compartment in a sukkah that has such 20 cubicles or 20 rooms? Come on! What's the problem? Why couldn't a malka sit in such a small room? Says Rashi, because where a malka goes, she goes with na'arei seha umishor seha. She always goes with a procession of at least 10, 20 helpers and assistants and right-hand men and left-hand men or women. And therefore, she couldn't sit in a little sukkala, in a little kitonis. Now, even though in our Gemara it says kitonis, but actually it's Kitoinis Sheba, that's it, another girsa. Kitoinis Sheba means in the compartment that she sat. Rabbanim Tzari Banea Besukha Ma'ali Havi Yasvi, Be'ihi Yasa Be'kitoinis, Mishum Tzriyusa, Mishum Hochli Amila Dover, says, say the Rabbanim. We're talking about Taka, a sukkah that is made out of numerous compartments, numerous rooms. All the seven sons were sitting in a room which was its own separate room. And their room that they were sitting in was the sukkah ma'aliyah haviyasli. In which respect was the sukkah ma'aliyah? Because it was wider than 4x4, and therefore if it's wider than 4x4, then even if the schach is l'malami esramami, it's kosher. But she was sitting in a small kitaynis, in a small room. The reason is mishum tzniusa. After all, you don't want the king or the queen to be a public spectacle and public display. You have them in a much more modest chamber, that if somebody wants to meet the queen, they have to knock on the door, and they have to come in, they have to be allowed in, you have to show them the royal scepter, like by Achashverosh, you have to go and show to Esther, otherwise you can just walk in willy-nilly, it's a private place, it's a melech or a malka. And therefore, she had a relatively small kitoinis, hers was 4x4, but yet the schach was the mal mi'esr, and that's why the chum didn't say anything to her, because she is a lady, and women are potter. The boys didn't sit in a separate compartment. They sat together with mommy. And the whole sukkah was only 4x4. Nevertheless, they didn't say anything to her. Is the chassimin, says Rabbi Yehuda, that even though you had boys who were already the age of chinuch to have a kosher sukkah, and only a malka was makbet to go be mekayim all the halachas of the chachamim, it was still only 4x4, but it was l'malami esrim. So the view is the charaya that a sukkah l'malami esrim is kosher. And the chum said, no, the boys didn't sit together with her, they sat in a separate room, and that separate room was larger than 4x4, or the schach was lower than 20 on that compartment, and therefore that sukkah was kosher, but where she was sitting was not kosher. We'll stop over here, Boisai. And the etchim will continue on Sunday morning at 8:55 in a gittishu. 8:55 Sunday morning. I see Barry has a question. Sarah, Barry is still on mute. So if you have a question, you have to. Yes, Barry.
I just wanted to confirm the time for Sunday. That's all. You answered it.
Thank you. And I'm assuming that you have a shear for tomorrow, which you're going to be sending out.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay, so everybody have a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. And Zad Kiddent. Good to see you, Robbie. Have a wonderful Shabbos. David and everyone else on the phone, on the Zoom. Great to see all of you. And Philip, thank you for joining us once again. Hopefully you can make this a daily minhag. Reb Shlomo, Shabbat Shalom. All the best.
Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Kol Tov, Hatzlacha Rabbah.